Welcome to Another Mother Podcast, a safe place for stepmoms to unravel the blended chaos and share lessons learned, the good, the bad, and the high conflict.
I'm your host, Dana.
And I'm Amanda.
Just a couple of stepmoms who have struggled to find their role. Now let's grab a drink and talk some shit.
So we actually had our Easter giveaway this weekend. We apologize for being a little bit late. We were enjoying our families. Just kidding. We were cleaning up Easter shit.
Yeah, we were all cleaning fucking chocolate in the carpet.
So our giveaway winner is Erica. I'm going to probably pronounce your name wrong. Carnes. I will message you this evening and get your mailing address, and we will send you your bonus mama socks and your other goodies.
Woo! Congratulations.
You're our very first giveaway winner ever.
Yes. It's exciting. And let me just say, Amanda works super hard and they all look super cute. And I appreciate everything you did, Amanda.
Thank you. I'm excited to see them. I hope we get pictures.
Yes. Yes. Tag us in it.
So we also want to shout out, we had our last episode, a listener in Australia. That was super exciting for us.
So
makes spread us a little bit more legit.
Spread the love in Australia. We love it. And we just think that's so cool because we're just over here in our little cute little province of Alberta here in Canada. So
okay, so Dana, do you want to introduce our topic today?
Mm-hmm. So today we are going to talk a little bit about tips for court and mediation. Definitely, I know we've been through it. You guys have been through it. I had little to no help in our direction besides our lawyer.
To say the least.
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't really have too many friends besides my parents with like a decade long court battle that they went through. Did you have anybody kind of that you could kind of lean on, Amanda?
I feel like at the time when we were going through court, it came on so suddenly that I just was wrapped up in all of the preparation and like trying to figure out where I was to start. But now at this point, I do have quite a few stepmom friends. Or even just friends that have been my friend long enough to be a little bit more empathetic to my situation, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
That helps for sure. I think that would be on everybody's list. That's a self-care item for sure.
Oh, yeah. Like somebody that can actually like listen and maybe give a tiny bit of feedback in some weird way. Like, I don't know. I think all my friends were just like, I don't even know really what to say. Like,
yeah.
That's fucked up.
I was a younger stepmom, so at the time I feel like some of my friends were like, what? I still live at home with my parents and I'm going to college or I'm doing this and I'm like, I'm fighting with someone's baby mama.
How are you in a custody battle already?
Right? I fell in a hole and I did not mean to get here.
Oh, exactly. So did you guys do like 100% like straight up court, or did you do any type of mediation or anything? Or
no, it was straight up court. She's not easy to deal with at all. Even meditation. Terrible well, but yeah, even mediation wasn't really an option. It was just, I don't even know if it was something that she like thought about. But you guys have right.
Mediation's like, I don't know. I think that's for like two open-minded people.
100%.
Yeah. I think my spouse and like my stepdaughter's mom, they tried it one time and it was like insanely biased. Like we're like, we don't know if she like knew my stepdaughter's mom or something, but it was like oddly like one-sided. And so they tried it and it went really bad, like to the point where like my spouse came home almost like in tears. Like he was like, is this how this is gonna go? Because I'm not feeling good about it. So he had said like, I'll do it again but with a different mediator, because that was really fucked up. And she was just like, no. And then somehow we ended up through a family member who has been through like all types of crazy court nonsense, they ended up giving us the name of an arbitrator. And for those who don't know what an arbitrator is, it's basically a judge, but just not in a courtroom. So he can basically rule in a mediation type situation, but can also rule as a judge. So it's kind of less intense in a way.
Like somewhere in the middle of mediation and court.
Exactly. And my spouse just like literally called his like direct number.
That's awesome, actually. I like that.
And he was like, how did you get this? But anyway, we've been with him for a while and we've had our ups and downs, but that's basically how we've been dealing with everything. We've never actually been to court. We've been put in a really small room all together.
Oh.
I'm fighting.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to sit that close to our bio mama, I don't think.
Oh, it's brutal, especially when no one ever makes eye contact, like ever. Mm-hmm. And then you're forced to like sit across from them.
No. So we do have a little bit of a list. Dana did the work on this one. We kind of boiled down the main things to focus on, I guess you could say. Like I said, I think preparing for court is really overwhelming. And I think some people burn themselves out recording too many things or worrying about things that aren't relevant.
True. True. So one of the first things that we're giving as a tip, and again, we're not professionals on this. We've just been through it and we're just hoping to pass on the little bit of wisdom we took away with our situation. So the first one I would definitely say was stay organized. Whether that's you or your spouse or both of you, my spouse is a mess. And so it was really important for me to be like keeping notes and like having like a designated, like a little file binder.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know what I'm talking about there, where you can at least put things into like different sections. Yeah, exactly. So we had like little subgroups for like financials, communication records, or just any type of evidence you feel like you're bringing to, obviously your lawyer is going to have a lot of that stuff anyway, but at least you're organized when you're going to meet with your lawyer. If that is something you're doing.
But if you're doing it yourself, you're going to save those hours paying your lawyer to get it organized together. So
exactly.
Leave a little bit.
Honestly, and it was so like there's something so rewarding about that, where if you have an allegation that you're bringing forward, and I mean, everything we said, they were like, no, you're lying, there's no way. And it was like, let me go right into December of 2015, and bam, there it is. And they were like, whoa. Yeah. So unfortunately, they were not organized, and that really backfired for them in a lot of ways.
You almost have to become a lawyer in a little bit of a way.
You 100% do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys have a lawyer?
So when we actually went to court, it was pretty sudden, because we actually went to court to have her rights removed because she hadn't been around in about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden she was filing, trying to get like visitation and some sort of custody. And it was like very sudden. And I was pregnant with my second. So my first was still less than 6 months old. So I let my husband deal with most of the lawyer stuff. But then at home, I just helped him prepare.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard to find a balance of like trying to be supportive, but not going crazy, like losing yourself in it.
Well, and 100% of you are going towards your child at that moment in time. So yeah, no, I hear that for sure. Oh, and it's different when you're the one being, I'd like to say almost sued, right? You're the one being served or whatever. Like where we had been building our case for a while and we were the ones bringing it forward. So we had that type of edge, at least, where being caught off guard, I can imagine, is a little bit.
Yeah, especially going into a situation where I didn't think that I was going to have to deal with a bio mom.
Yeah.
And then it was all of a sudden like, hey, girl.
Hey girl, I'm here. I've been absent, but I'm back.
Okay, cool. You just, I'll still raise your kid over here. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh, that is tough, man. Holy smokes. Did you guys have like a way to stay organized besides like the little file binder, or did you guys find something else worked better for you?
We actually just did like a regular three-hole binder and notebook for keeping like
Notes and
random things. Like if she said something happened during a visit or whatever, we would just like jot it down with the date and time and all of that. But
okay.
yeah, it was not something that I was prepared for at all. So I really felt like I was just like taking it day at a time, sort of thing.
And it's so overwhelming, man. Like, it's like, especially being a young mom, you're just like, oh my gosh, like, I never even thought I would have to deal with this, let alone be caught off guard with it, right?
Yeah, like I think now I would be much more prepared and it would be a completely different situation than it was the first time around. But yeah, that's, I was caught off guard is an understatement.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and also just, I know for custody, like we did custody once, but most of our arbitrations were mainly like changing things, like changing schools and changing the amount of time that like my stepdaughter was gone from home to home. So she used to be 2 weeks and 2 weeks. And it was super long because that just was what worked with my spouse's schedule at the time, because he was a firefighter who worked away, but he'd been home for so long and she didn't want to change it. So we were like, man, she's missing.
He's ever made a calendar next time I see him.
Yeah, exactly. But like, can you imagine being away from your family for like 2 weeks at a time? It was nuts.
Yeah, it is crazy.
So,
Oil field wife life.
oil field wife life. Yeah, those were the days.
So we also, sorry, I shouldn't say we. Dana did all the work on this one.
That's okay. We did this.
If you are going to court with your spouse, some people do choose not to do this. I was one of them. I think now at this point I would go back, but one of the things you can do is dress appropriately for court. And if you are attending meetings with lawyers or anyone, always have a pen and a notebook handy. You can take notes for you and your spouse. There's going to be a lot of information coming at you.
Yes. And a lot of things that you don't understand.
Yeah.
So it's like
Words.
jot it down so you can question it later.
Yeah, exactly.
Dressing appropriately for court. Oh my God. I could literally go to the courthouse and watch people all day long.
Yeah, it's like Walmart people times 10.
There should be a show on that, I swear to God, because I mean, okay, that's a lie. I've been to court once, all right? Besides this. And this, yeah, okay, so it was for a restraining order. I was placing the restraining order on somebody. And it was my ex's new girlfriend because she was just harassing me a lot since my baby was born. And so anyway, so I ended up taking her. We had to go to court, which I was like, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever. And so I, dressed, my nice black dress pants and like my purple, like nice, respectable, like up to your neck type shirt. And I did my hair and everything. I made sure I was like super presentable, even brought like a lint brush, And they arrived in all camo.
Maybe they won't see us.
Exactly. Yeah, we're here-ish. Yeah. So I was like, oh my God, this is like priceless. I am winning this. Doesn't even matter. And I did actually.
Oh, that's so funny.
It was awesome. But even going to, I would say even going to arbitration or mediation, like it's super important to just like dress presentable, like you give a shit.
Yeah, even business casual, whatever, just not like, it's not a backyard barbecue.
No, there's so many people who think that's what we're doing, I think.
It's probably gotten worse now with like the Zoom and courts. And actually, my middle son came up the other day and he was wearing basketball shorts with Star Wars logos all over them and a Ralph Lauren dress shirt tucked into the shorts. And I looked at my husband and I was like, this is how people dress for their business Zoom meetings. And like, business on the top, casual at the bottom.
You could have made him a meme that day.
Right?
That's adorable. It's one of those like cringy moments where you're like, that doesn't go.
Yeah. Oh, God. You should see some outfits he wears. He has suspenders that he wears and he calls them his Mr. Fredricksons from Up.
My Mr. Fredricksons. And he's still better dressed than majority of people that walk into the courthouse.
Exactly.
Beauty. Beauty. I love it. You'll have to take a picture one of these days.
I will.
But as far as the taking notes part, I found that that was mainly my role when going to things like that. And I just made sure to document everything because my spouse has gone to those meetings by himself with her. And he came back and he was like, I don't even fucking remember.
Of course he did.
Like, it was such like a blur. Like, I don't even remember what happened or what was said or what they, you know,
bullied. And you're like, wait a second.
Yeah. And it's a blur and you're stressed and you're emotional and you're feeling passionate and stuff. So I found that that was mainly my role. And then I just, whenever I was called upon, obviously I would talk, but just to be kind of somebody who can document everything. And
I think it's just a really good idea to have notes sometimes going into those meetings or into court, like specific key points that you want to make sure that you touch on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes you go in there and you're like, oh shit.
I know. What was I supposed to say or do or bring up, right?
Well, and sometimes, and, like, I don't know about everyone's situation, but sometimes there's just so much. You're like, mm-hmm. Where do I even start here?
Well, and the scary thing about, like, going in front of a judge is, like, it 100%, to me, the scary thing was, and I don't know if it was the same for you guys, but it was basically, like, public court, where he just calls upon people in like alphabetical order or whatever. And
saw our bio mom was in one of the courts.
Exactly. And like, did you have a judge that was in a good mood? Cause I remember being like, oh my God, if anyone pisses him off before I go up there, I'm going to be pissed.
I don't remember anything like that, honestly. Like, I was pretty pregnant and I had like a 4 or 5 month old baby at the time. So I was just like, in a blur, like, point. It was in survival mode. Like,
oh, for sure. You're just like, hopefully my kid doesn't cry while I'm here.
I remember seeing her give me like a dirty look and just being like, oh my God, that's where my stepdaughter's attitude came from. Like, it all just makes sense right now.
And yeah, that look is very familiar.
Yeah. I was like, oh shit, this is not something that's a parenting issue.
So is that the first time you saw her like face to face?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was weird.
That is weird.
Yeah. But
and what, I mean, that just goes to show the level of maturity, I guess, because I'd be looking at you with gratitude.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not expecting it from her, but the mutual respect would be nice if we could get there.
Yeah, like, hey, thanks, but like, I would like to start building a relationship with my child. Could you help me do that?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, yeah. Yeah, and that's one thing I think I would recommend too. And obviously it's like a very obvious thing to do, but like really like talk about with your spouse, like, is this something we really need to do? Because majority of the time it's like really hard to change custody.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I know it was different for you guys, but I think we all know like courts at this point in time favor mom.
Yeah.
A lot. Right. And that, like, it sucks for dads actually, but we had all the evidence in the world for the impact of my stepdaughter's mental health, and it just like didn't matter.
Yeah.
She has to be in physical danger. So it's like sometimes we're like, we look back and we're like, should we have focused more and put money more in the therapist area of things, or maybe go on a vacation?
Yeah.
All together, or should we dump it into court? Like, and I know that's like an obvious thing, like, no, we need to like take her to court, but sometimes you really need to like just sit back and go, okay, like, what are the chances that this is going to change? And is my money going to be better spent elsewhere?
Yeah. Those are unfortunate realities. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of people that can really relate with that and like having to make a shitty decision. Like, is this in our favor to go back, like you said?
Mm-hmm.
I have friends that have spent tens of thousands of dollars just trying to get 50-50 custody.
Like, which is, it's crazy.
That
it's
should just be crazy. The norm, unfortunately, is 50-50 if you're split up, but
mm-hmm.
It's just crazy. I feel bad for everybody in that situation.
I do too. And actually, my spouse and I were just talking to my mother-in-law's like really good friend, and she's a grandmother, and her daughter's going through all of this right now, and sounds a bit like the ex that they're dealing with is a bit of a narcissist, which is
common.
Very common. And that, yeah, I was just like, we sat and talked to her for about an hour over the phone the other night, and we were just like, man, it's like reliving it.
Mm-hmm. And it's stressful. Yeah,
it is.
PTSD.
Yeah, we drank lots of wine and whiskey that night because we were like, oh my god, it's not even us, but you just feel for people, you know.
Yeah, well, and like practicing self-care throughout mm-hmm. the whole process is it's really important. I mean, there's like the obvious self-care routines that I think a lot of people are trying to incorporate into their lives, but for me, one thing that I think helped the most was having boundaries about when it was appropriate time to have those stressful conversations or like chat about court. Like for me, same. Like when I crawl into bed and I just want to like cuddle or be cozy, like I'm done for the night. Shut up.
Yeah, don't talk about it.
Or dates. Like, we're not going to go on a date and talk about court. Just as we're not supposed to talk about our kids on dates, we're not talking about court.
Exactly. And that was something that we didn't do. And if I could go back, I would do it differently. But we let it consume us 100%.
It's hard not to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's and really even, like, my spouse would, like, call me during the day while he's at work, and he would be on his break because he always calls me every single break that he has, and it would just be like that would be our conversation. And just as I would be like calm and having a good day, and then he would come in and talk to me, and like another you thought. Know yeah, like obviously I'm his person, so I do understand, but it was also yeah, it was also I was like, hey, can we talk about this at like 9 o'clock tonight for like 15 minutes, and then we'll end it.
Yeah. So what's your favorite self-care besides your one?
Well, I'd like to say it was sleep, but I didn't get much of that either.
That's the dream.
That is the dream. I took a lot of
self-care.
That's just like should be an everyday thing anyway, but I take a lot of baths when I'm feeling that way.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I just like light some candles.
Bath salts lately.
Yeah, no, exactly. Maybe it runs in the family.
Yeah.
I don't know if people know this, but Amanda's husband and me are cousins. So
if we go to our last house, we had like a weird, like a shower thing where we had to like pull down the spout. And mm-hmm. my husband worked out of town at the time. So he was gone for like 40 days straight. Mm-hmm. And I only take baths really. So he came home and he was like, how do you turn on the shower? I'm like, I have no idea. We just don't shower. Like, he's like, I haven't been home in a month and a half. You guys haven't showered once? I'm like, nope. Me and the kids take baths.
Yeah, we bath. We bathe in this house now. Yeah, baths. Yeah. Baths with candles and like maybe some music, or one night, even last week, I was like stressed out. Yeah. And yeah, I watched Roseanne while I was in the bath.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Man, I love that show.
Too
good. What's yours? What's your fave?
I love baths too, actually. That's like our thing lately. I've been playing around with like different things to add into them. I've actually been reading a lot more lately.
Right, you were saying you guys are reading together, right?
Yeah, we try to be cute like that sometimes. I got a book just of, so I love the love languages, like I'm all about that. Yes. So we just got a book of like, I think it's like 150 just like spontaneous things you can do for your spouse to show love. So every night when we can remember, we just like read. Our favorite number is 11 lately. So we read like 11 pages each and then we go to bed.
Oh, that's really cute though.
But I think like self-growth and like different spiritual things have been really interesting lately, especially how crazy the world is. It's nice to be a little bit more in control of yourself. So yeah, those books have been super, they've been nice lately to kind of just zone out into.
Oh, for sure. It's funny how books can be such an escape.
Yeah. Have you read anything nice lately?
Hard no. My favorite book though, I like love self-help books or anything like that. Like, I don't know why they soothe me more than like just books that are fiction. But the one book that I did really love was, did you read An American Marriage? An American Marriage.
Ooh, no, but I might add that to my list.
You should. I read it a couple years ago and I was going back to Ontario with my son. It was just us two. And I read it on the flight there and the flight back. I was done.
Wow.
And I'm not like, I mean, I'm not someone that's like, I want to read books, but I just feel like there's always shit to do. I never like take time to actually just read. And that book was like everything to me. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
what are you reading besides the love language stuff? Do you have like a,
well, I just read The Untethered Soul. That was so good. I highly, highly recommend that one.
Ooh.
I am a highlighter, and that one I was like, I felt like I was highlighting most of the book.
You highlight your books?
Yeah, I do. So I'm studying for my doula course right now. So my breastfeeding book is,
oh nice.
I'm a nerd.
You're awesome. How is that going, by the way?
Oh my God, this one is so interesting. The first like few chapters were basically like conspiracy theories about formula and the government. And so I was all into it, but.
Fuck, I love conspiracy theories.
Right? It's a little bit easier.
Because they're mainly not theories, but.
Yeah.
Sorry. okay. So like, I mean, there's lots of self-care, I would say. Meditate. Some people, like, even if you don't do it regularly, like even if you just find you have a stressful night and can just like hop on YouTube and just do like a guided meditation, I find that's really helpful too.
I actually read a book not that long ago, and it was ancient rituals that are effective in our modern life. So it's essentially like 50 different small rituals condensed down into like an easy book. But there's actually like hand gestures that like put your body into a different state. So like this one is grounding. It's like the one that everyone uses for yoga.
Right.
There's different ones like that. And then there's also quite a few breathing techniques, which I think are super effective.
Oh my God.
Like there's one where if you take, I don't even know what the name was called. I read it somewhere, but if you take 6 deep breaths, I don't know why number 6, but it puts your body in like a different state and like calms you down a little bit. So
I've heard of that.
Yeah, that's a good one. But there's so many different ones to look into, like worth it.
I think we just found our first live.
Yes.
We'll do a guided stepmom meditation.
And some stepmom affirmations.
That's right. Anybody's having a shitty day, just hop on and we'll do a... I've seen those lately. Have you seen those lately with COVID and everything? People are doing like all these meditations all over the world that you can join in on. Yeah, I think that's so
cool. It is really cool. Let's see here. Oh, so when you we already kind of talked about having a stepmom, a friend, or like finding a support group. But I think it's important to remember that you can't be everything for everybody. Like, you have to fill up your cup too. So you have to have your support system as much as you want to be a support system for your spouse.
That's a super good thing. And you know what? Even just like, sorry, my chair is weird. Even just like writing that on your mirror. Yeah. Or like just leaving that, like, and that's something I would do differently too. Cause I'm a people pleaser, and I'm trying to like make sure we do what we do, and yeah, trying to make life better for everybody. And sometimes it's just beyond your control. So I think like remembering what you just said of just like, it doesn't necessarily need to take over. You don't need to play all these roles. Like, you need to just sit back and relax too and take care of yourself. Cause again, it affected the way I mothered both the kids.
Oh my God, please say that again. Like, your whole goal is to make sure that these kids are having a good childhood. And if you're completely focused on what's going on in court, they're not going to be doing anything anyways, because everyone's so stressed out. And
well, and guess what? No one gives a shit about your kids and your situation like you do. Like, that judge doesn't care as much. That lawyer doesn't care as much.
Yeah.
You know,
I think everyone needs, like, there is a fine line of when you need to be an advocate for your own bio kids that are put on the back burner because there's so much going on with your stepkids or whatever is going on in your situation.
Yep. And we actually, like, we went even kind of full out with my son's birthday this past weekend. Like, we bought him a dirt bike.
He looked so happy.
Say what you will. Most people probably think that's the dumbest decision ever, but anything with two wheels with that kid, he's like just amazing. It's just something he needs in his life. And
our wild child was riding his quad at 15 months.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, some kids, it's just in them.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just born for it. And it's not like they're crazy. They're safe. It's just, it's like, it should be like welded to them almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that. And I know like lots of family members weren't too happy with that. But it was just like, you know, it was kind of like, well, you know, I hope you're spending the same amount of money on, you know, your stepdaughter too. And it's like, okay, number one, like, there's therapy. We're constantly like rearranging our lives around her. Like, my son literally gets dragged to all of those things and doesn't complain once.
Yeah.
You know, and not to say like we bought her a ton of horseback riding lessons this year. It was the same amount of money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I was kind of bothered by that.
Yeah. And everybody seems to have an opinion.
Like, I hope you're, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of stigma with that in our family a little bit, where it's like, I hope you're being even. And it's like, would you say that to me if my kids, those were both my kids?
1000%.
You wouldn't.
Yeah. And also keep in mind, your stepkids go home and they get a whole second birthday.
I know.
Like, get out of here. So
yeah. Those are the perks for the stepkids for sure. I mean, yeah, in some cases, I guess.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're just like, man, that kid deserves the world.
Yeah.
And especially this year, just with COVID and everything, we're just like, you know what? Fuck everything. We're getting him a dirt bike.
Our kids are getting a little bit extra this year.
Yeah. Well, your Easter was bomb.com.
Oh, the kids were so excited. They haven't seen that. They don't even know that they got a trampoline yet, but they love their camping chairs. They like set them up in the living room and they were eating their snacks on them, and it was great.
Yeah. All weekend, and it gives them a place to plant their butt to eat their chocolate.
Yeah. But of course, my stepdaughter's was like a white unicorn chair, and I'm sitting there like, please don't let that chocolate melt on there. Please don't let that chocolate melt on there.
It's gonna happen.
Right? I'm like, why did I get a white chair for camping? Come on.
But if it's unicorn, does she love unicorns?
Yeah, her whole room's unicorn.
Aww. I miss that.
She got like a new unicorn piggy bank. I was actually so sad because I had this porcelain white piggy bank with like gold and black leopard print spots on it. I had it since I was in high school, And it was like one of the things that I moved out to Alberta with me when I moved out here.
Aww.
So I gave it to her like years ago. I knocked it on the floor like a month ago and it smashed.
Oh, is it salvageable?
Bad. So she got a new unicorn one for Easter, but.
Oh, that's nice. That darn Easter bunny.
Right? And he takes all the credit.
Totally does. He's a good guy.
Right?
Good guy. Well, no, I just think there's something to be said again about these bio kids and what they, you know, maybe hear or what they're going through, because they pick up on your energy.
Yeah.
You know, and they feel it too. I know my son did. And so as soon as I noticed it was affecting him, I was like, what the fuck are we doing?
Exactly. Yeah, I got to that point too.
Yeah.
And that was another good point, is not to involve the kids in the process.
Mm-hmm.
I used to watch a lot of Dr. Phil when I was in college, and he used to say all the time, not to involve kids in anything that they don't have control over.
Yeah.
And I think that's such a good rule to stick by. Like, it's not fair for them to sit and worry and think that all these different things are about to change when, you know, they really have no input on it. That's just too much anxiety to put on a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is for sure. I think that's one thing. I'm just happy it's all over. Like, again, we're not the success story. We did not get custody. Like we had kind of hoped, and we weren't hoping to like take her mom completely away, but it's just like, it's not working. She's two different people trying to live two different lives at 12 years old. It's not working out. And so it didn't work out, but she was so petty prior to like doing any of this stuff about like birthdays or attending things or doing this or doing that. And now, like I say, yeah, like we didn't win, but in a sense, like this has made her be better at co-parenting. And like, you know, even with Easter this weekend, like I text you and I was like, oh my God, like they didn't communicate. Now our plans are all fucked up. And like, she was good about making it work for us so that she, like my stepdaughter could be here for my son's birthday too. And she like,
awesome.
Yeah, it worked out. So if like at the end of the day, we had to pay a ton of money for her to just like get her shit together.
Yeah. I mean, at least you got something out of it. That's a win.
Yeah, I would say so. It's definitely, I think her lawyer really was like, hey, listen, you were the high conflict one and you need to like do way fucking better.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that high conflict does not do you any favors.
No.
Oh,
yeah. I love having it brought in the spotlight, though. And I remember, like, a few times we were like, oh, and this was what was said, and here's the conversation. And her lawyer was like, wait, who said that? And we're like, your client did. He was like, oh, my God.
I can't see you all the time.
Sucks when you find out you're representing the high conflict one, but
right?
Yeah. And that was another thing I just wanted to point out too. And it was a mistake we made in the beginning, but we very quickly corrected it, was not to assume that your lawyer knows everything and has it all handled, because they fucking don't.
And that's an expensive lesson to learn. I promise you.
Yes. Yep. Yep. And I loved our lawyer. He's such a sweet guy. And he really was, like, even the law firm, they're like very much will only do what's in the best interest of the kid. They won't just fight because you're being petty.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Like, yeah, they really want to make sure you're doing it for the best interest of the child, which was great. But it was like, at one point, he was just like not cutting it for us, and he wasn't enough of a fighter in a way. So we took it into our own hands, and we actually got a decision overturned.
Oh, wow. Wow. I think that just goes to show how being organized benefits you. Even if it's small points like that, it's still a win.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So that was something. I don't know, like, do your research, look into it, talk to people, especially like in your city or province or state or wherever you're at, like just see how things have gone and, you know, the way things work and what the laws are and stuff. Because, like I said, we thought he had it all, but he didn't, and he didn't say a lot of the things that we needed him to say to her, just because he wasn't that much of like a fighter, right?
Yeah. I think that's too where it's really important to like reach out and find community and like a place, even if it's a Facebook group or wherever, a place where you can ask questions. Because I mean, I've seen a lot of really good tips in Facebook groups of like small things to ask for when you're going into court that I mean, I wouldn't have thought about before, like first right of refusal and
Yeah.
things like that, you know, like those small things can just make your situation maybe a little bit easier. And if you can
Yeah.
have a little bit more control that way, even if you're not like winning exactly what you want, maybe it can be a good happy medium.
Oh, absolutely. We got that, the right of first refusal or whatever. We got that in the very beginning, and it was just really hard too because they would always just lie. Right. And so it's again, it's still hard, and you don't want to like quiz the kids, obviously, and you're not going to, but you could tell the struggle was there of like, oh my God, what can I talk about? What, like, because she was essentially, she would be with us on our time. And then when she would go to her mom's, she would be between her mom's house and her grandparents' house, which is fine, but it was like getting really, really screwy with school.
Yeah. And that's one of those situations where it would have been just nicer if it could have been more consistent with you guys.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, we're not against grandparents, of course, we're not, but it's like she's getting way too confused. She's leaving shit everywhere. She's not finishing her homework. She's leaving stuff at each house.
Hard
She
enough
thought
to be two homes, let alone three.
right? I can't even like imagine. So it's like the stress she was going through. So, and actually she now has a better relationship with her grandparents on her mom's side because she doesn't feel like there's so much as of parents, right? Yeah. So right of first refusal is great. We still have never been like asked. And it's been about 3.5 years, but whatever.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of different things that come with court prep, and I think it's so unique to everyone's situation depending on what you're going for and how far away you are, etc.
Yeah, it really just depends. And like we've seen so many dads like get custody, and we were like, okay, like it's getting to be more of a normal thing or just a possible thing, I should say. Which is great, but it's just like at the end of the day, yeah, I get why it should be split for sure, but I feel like it if it's having negative impacts on the kids, it's like, oh my God,
Yes, it
how
should
is
absolutely be
this
whatever's
right?
best for the kids.
So hopefully we can get better at that because again, co-parenting. Oh, update, we still haven't been to co-parenting counseling.
Oh my God. Wasn't
It was
that recommended in the summer?
September.
September.
We're still waiting for her to make an appointment.
Oh my goodness. She must have a busy schedule.
She's so busy.
Evil stepmom laugh.
Know, that's what that is. Sorry. I guess that brings us to one of our last points too, is have a good understanding of the ruling that you've been given. And if you don't quite understand, be sure to ask questions. And whether that's like, I don't know how that works. I guess if you're like self-representing and the judge makes that decision for you, how do you get a better clarification?
You just like stand there acting excited, and then you go home, you're like, oh shit.
What the fuck happened?
Yeah,
Yeah.
right? Can you spell that for when I need to Google it at home?
Can you speak to me in stupid terms, please? Yeah, no kidding. No, I guess asking your lawyer and having a good lawyer to explain it to you is good.
Yeah. I mean, and yeah, if you're self-representing, that's something you should be looking at beforehand and kind of looking at best case scenario, worst case scenario, and knowing what your options could be.
And for, I don't know if I'm wrong about this, is because it's been a long time, but like, do you get something from the judge afterwards, right? Usually.
No, we have paperwork, but I'm not sure if we got it right after or what.
I think it takes a bit, but I'm pretty sure if I can remember correctly, we just had like a ruling, and then at least you have something, and then yeah, and then at least you can ask somebody questions, like whether it's a lawyer or whatever.
Yeah, that's definitely a good point to make.
Yeah, we there was even in the beginning with my son, with my ex, it was like I was young and I had no idea. And I literally was so broken poor that I had to have a lawyer from like, oh, what do you call
Oh, financial aid or whatever.
that? Yeah. And she fucking hated me and I hated her. And I had no idea what was going on. And I wasn't organized. And because I was a new mom.
Yeah.
And young and stupid. And anyway, I just like, I didn't understand anything. And she didn't explain it to me either. So I ended up going back to court. I think it was something to do with child support. And they were like, oh, for like maintenance enforcement.
Oh, okay.
And I went to court for it. And then they were like, you already have that. I was like, oh. I had no freaking clue because, like, my lawyer just did, she failed to tell me anything, and she really should have said, no, we don't have to go, right?
Isn't it crazy the things you've learned over the last however many years?
Yeah, and it's such a sad thing to learn, too. Like, I'd really like to not be good at knowing what to do with this.
Right? Yeah, I wish I would have put more time into doing squats or something. Just kidding.
Or again, the money, I wish we would have gone to like Jamaica. We could have gone to Jamaica, all of us.
Can we still go to Jamaica?
Do you have your vaccine? It's gonna be a while, Amanda.
Right? No, don't say that.
Know we just had that conversation tonight. We're like, I don't know, we'll figure it out. However we can travel, we're gonna figure it out.
I'll sneak across the border.
That's right. Just like in a bag, like Mr. Bean.
Yeah, exactly. I'd pay good money for a fake COVID passport.
I would do. You'd be
That's
surprised.
what we need to get.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either.
Did you know that only 11% of Canadians are vaccinated right now?
Oh my God. Oh, my grandparents all got vaccinated last week. I was
Mine too. Are your grandparents in a seniors home?
nope.
Really? They just went voluntarily?
No, my aunt booked it for them and sent them
Oh,
over.
nice. That was loving of her. I found out because somebody posted a picture of my grandma getting it on Facebook.
Wow. Remember when medical records were private? Those
That was so
were
fun.
the days.
Those were the days. That is so 2019, Amanda.
Yeah, ew.
Sorry, of course we had to put a little spin on that at the end,
Yeah,
but
sorry guys. We
so I'm
won't
so
have another
excited.
episode. We clearly have a lot to say.
Well, and that's the thing. I'm sure there's much more tips about court and stuff, and it's probably so different in other countries. But that was just kind of our experience. So I think it's super helpful to at least maybe if you're somebody that has court coming up or has mediation coming up, hopefully you can have a listen and feel a little bit less scatterbrained as
Yeah.
we were. Yeah. So I'm super excited that we have a winner finally.
Me too. I'm going to reach out as soon as we are finished recording tonight and get that sent out tomorrow.
Sounds good. And we really appreciate everybody being patient with us and not having our podcast ready for Monday like we usually do. But we obviously, between the two of us, could not find a time to record all week.
No kidding. That's okay. I hope everybody had a good Easter weekend and was able to spend time with their families.
Same, same. I do too. It's such an important time and getting back to a little bit more of a normal, which is great. So thank you so much for listening to another mother podcast and being a part of our community. And just remember that no matter how unique your situation is, you're not alone.
To be a part of the show, make an episode topic suggestion, or to share your story, please email info@anothermotherpodcast.ca. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram.
Thanks, guys.